over the Rhine. Welcome back to WKY, guys.
Thank you. Good morning.
How's the tour treating you so far?
It's been a good one. We're going to head home today and let the boys see their loved ones, and then we'll be heading out again soon. And we're going to go to Japan this year and all kinds of fun stuff.
Started
coming.
About 9 days ago down in Memphis.
Yeah.
Has the weather been all right? It's been crazy winter out there, depending on where you are, rather.
It was real nice down south. It got nice and warm. And then
colder as we go.
Yeah. What's going on? I know.
Well, we've got a treat. You've got the full band with you here. Let's introduce the guys here.
Okay. Over there on the steel, and he also plays a real mean harp, is from Nashville, Tennessee, Jason Goforth. Who's that? Jason Goforth. On percussion, and he plays quattro and a nylon string guitar. He's from Cincinnati, and we think there should be a Nick Rodina Day in Cincinnati. It's Nick Rodina. So we like him, too. We like these guys. So
you've got this wonderful new album, The Long Surrender, and I want to talk about... Is somebody still texting over here?
Now, Jason's just upset that I said there. I didn't say there should be a Jason Goforth Day in Nashville.
Oh,
you did like that. Oh, okay, good. You got emotional.
I normally say that.
That's not true.
Well, so I was saying you've got this album, The Long Surrender. I want to talk about recording that and working with Joe Henry. But first, let's get a song in. What do you guys want to play?
All right, we're going to do a song called The King Knows How. Speaking of Memphis.
Shall we?
Go for it.
Feel as lonely as anybody who's crying on a Friday night. Once in a while my radio dial, I accidentally get it right. I'm thinking I might be tempted to slide on over, slide on over. I'm thinking I need a little something to tide me over. Tide me over till Memphis. You know that lonesome whippoorwill. I know a girl who is bluer still. Is that a jukebox or the call? Or just a soft, smoky place to fall? I'm thinking I might be tempted to slide on over, slide on over. I'm thinking I need a little something to tide me over, tide me over till Memphis. 'Cause the king knows how, the king knows how to take me all the way. Yeah, the king knows how, the king knows how to take me all the way. Tell Memphis. I feel as lonely as anybody who's crying on a Friday night. I'm not laughing because it's funny. Hank is laughing 'cause it's always right. I'm thinking I might be tempted to slide on over, slide on over. I'm thinking I need a little something to tide me over, tide me over. You strike the match, boy, but do you know how to burn it all the way down to Memphis? 'Cause the king knows how, the king knows how to take me all the way. Yeah, the king knows how, the king knows how to take me all the way. Do you know, do you know how to take me all the way? 'Cause the king knows how, The king knows how. The king knows how. King knows how. The king knows how. King knows how to take me all the way. To take me all the way. To take me all the way. To Memphis, ah, take me all the way. Oh, take me all the way. Take me all the way to Memphis. 'Cause the king knows how. 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 King knows how. I said the king knows how. King knows how. The king knows how. The king knows how to take me all the way. Take me all the way to Memphis.
Over the Rhine, live in the studio at WUKY. That was just gorgeous, guys. It sounded great.
Thank you.
As always, give us the story behind that song. How did that one come about?
Well, it was kind of a fun little songwriting moment. Linford was just kind of goofing around on the guitar at home. And I grabbed my little recorder because I liked what he was playing. And then we couldn't really... We couldn't really finish the song until we got into the studio with Joe Henry, but Joe liked the vibe and liked the tune, and then it sort of started coming together, and once we got into the studio, we just started having this idea about the king and about Memphis and about this great Hank Williams song, you know, and this character that needed to have a change of scenery.
Just sitting here listening, I'm trying to imagine the first time you guys played together as a team and realized how great you sound together. We should say, for those who might not know, you're not only a songwriting duo, but a husband and wife duo as well. Been out there releasing records for over 20 years now or thereabouts, I guess. When did the music start? When did Over the Rhine become Over the Rhine?
Probably after our first kickboxing match, I think.
Well, Karen and I met at a little Quaker college in Northeast Ohio. Quaker Liberal Arts College sounds very rock and roll. And yeah, we made a little bit of music together in college. And I remember, you know, when I heard Karen's voice, I knew there was something a little different going on there. And later I decided that maybe she was singing from the place where her pain lived. And I liked that sort of intensity. And also that feeling that, wow, maybe I'm not alone. But we started writing our first songs together in the little neighborhood called Over the Rhine in Cincinnati. I had a little third-story bedroom window overlooking kind of the activity of Main Street. And it's a funky, diverse neighborhood. And that's kind of where we got started and borrowed the name, and it kind of stuck.
Does it ever make it difficult to say... pull the other side and go, I don't really like this line you wrote, or how does that work?
That's part of the job description. You got to stay honest and objective and try to do your best work. It's good to have an editor, and we have remained brutally honest with each other.
Mm-hmm. Have the songwriting duties changed over the years, or are they about the same? You split it up, or?
We don't plan it, but it works out that Karen writes about a third of the songs. I write about a third, and we collaborate on about the remaining third. But we do work on all the stuff together. But,
do most things start separate then, and you bring them together and hash it out?
Yeah, most of the time. But like, you know, there are those great, you know, really fun moments when somebody will be doing something and the other person walks through the room and says, "Oh, what's that?" Mm. And then it actually sort of is born out of that moment. Those are fun.
Let's talk about The Long Surrender. It's been a little while since your last proper studio record, The Trumpet Child, about 4 years, I guess, 2007. one gets the idea from the title that it may have been a grueling 4 years there. What was the process like this time?
Well, we'd had Joe Henry at the top of our list as possible as a possible producer for a while. One thing we liked about his work was we couldn't imagine what an Over the Rhine record produced by Joe Henry would sound like. And we liked that idea of being surprised, letting something unfold that we couldn't quite imagine. And so when we reached out to Joe to see if he'd heard our music, he said, well, as a matter of fact, my parents have tickets to see your show, your upcoming show in Shelby, North Carolina.
Hmm.
And we thought, well, dang, if we can get Mom and Dad on our side, you know, maybe this is going to happen. But, yeah, we ended up sending Joe some of the songs, and he was keen to dive in with us. And we ended up inviting our listening audience to sort of jump in and help make this record. And The Long Surrender was a beautiful line that Karen pulled from a poem that ended up in one of her songs, and it just seemed to fit sort of the place where we were, so we went with it.
You made the record in California, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And relatively quick, right?
5 days in the studio. Everything was recorded live off the floor. So,
describe Joe Henry's recording philosophy, because I know he's not big on a lot of technical wizardry, right? It's just more about sitting down, playing together.
He's really great at assembling the right people to be in the right room at the right time. And he's a wonderful songwriter, so he has that. He takes that approach. It's a lot about the song, and it's a lot about the ensemble. And then the rest, you know, he hands over to his engineer, Ryan Freeland, who captures it magically, you know. And it's a really beautiful thing. It's great to be a part of.
If you had to summarize, what would you say that he brought to the album that wasn't there in maybe the demo stage?
To me, he took these simple songs, and all of a sudden, when we started recording them, it felt like we were drifting out to sea, or he was putting the songs on an after-dark train that was heading off somewhere. Mm-hmm. It just got vibey very quickly, and I think Joe... he didn't really want to make a record. I think he secretly wanted to make a black and white film.
Mm-hmm.
And the record, mm-hmm. if you listen to it from beginning to end, has this sort of cinematic quality, I think. So.
We should also mention the track Undamned. What was it like working with Lucinda Williams on that one?
Oh, it was great. We had that song demoed, and we weren't even sure it was going to make the record. But we sent it off to Joe, and then we got this email back saying, what do you guys think of Lucinda Williams? And, of course, I fell out of my chair because, you know, her music has accompanied me through most of my life, and she's been a huge influence on me. So I said, of course, we laughed, and we said, well, we love Lucinda Williams. Why? And he sent her one of our previously recorded songs called Jesus in New Orleans, and then he sent her the demo of Undamned, thinking that she would kind of dig it. And sure enough, she did, and he had a vision for that being a duet. And so she said yes and walked into the studio on Thursday night, and wow, yeah.
What is it like, that process of you get a little germ of an idea, and then it comes to fruition like that, and you see it, you know, come alive in the studio?
Goosebumps.
Of course. In your interview with NPR, you talked about how some bands, or most bands probably, write love songs about what happens at the beginning of a relationship. And but now you're kind of writing about a relationship that's weathered some storms. And would you say that's a theme on the new record? Is it more difficult to mine that territory, or is there actually more to draw from, really?
Well, I think the well gets deeper. As much as it sounds like this record is about our relationship, there really is only, I think, one technical song that is actually about our life story. But a lot of the songs on this record are about other relationships, and I do think we tend to write less and less about the infatuation part of love and relationships and that part of life, and we do tend to write more about the tough stuff now because we've lived a little and we've seen a lot, and that's started to influence our writing. So,
well, let's get to another song. What else would you like to play for us?
We're gonna do another song from the record that is actually about another relationship. It's not about us, just for the record. But it's a beautiful song that Linford wrote about a friend that just liked to kind of be a little self-destructive. The song's called "Oh Yeah, By the Way."
This is Over the Rhine, live on WUKY.
Oh yeah, by the way. Oh yeah, by the way. The thought of you, it shook my head just today. Oh yeah, by the way. Oh yeah, by the way. What a waste that I still love you after the mess you've made. What a waste that I'm not jaded. Once in a while I even smile. What a waste, you're just a stranger to me now. Oh yeah, by the way. Oh yeah, by the way. There are still so many things I wonder if I should say, like, what a waste that I still love you, but I can't erase one scar, all your self-inflicted wounds have made you what you are. So goodbye yesterday. Goodbye yesterday. I probably should have guessed that it could end this way. What if I'm as good as you were? Walking away.
Live music on WUKY from Linford Detweiler and Karen Berquist and the band. You know them as Over the Rhine. What's on the horizon? What's next for Over the Rhine?
Well, we're going to tour the Northeast and got a wonderful little run lined up there. We're going to go to Japan. We're going to come back and we're going to play with the Cincinnati Ballet, three shows where they've choreographed our songs, which is incredible.
We're going to be on stage with 23 dancers running around in front of us all over the place.
Guys,
it'll
are excited.
Hard to concentrate.
I know Joe Henry was at the top of your list this last time around as far as producers go. Would you like to collaborate with him again, or are there any other names you'd like to float out there?
Oh, wow. I'd love to work with Joe. We're still in touch with him, and I sincerely hope we get to do some more things. And we do throw ideas out a lot. Of course, we're all big dreamers, so.
Well, we look forward to having you in again. Come as often as you like, okay?
Thank you. Thank you for having me.